time to the Lord, please, and a word of opening prayer. Our eternal God and our Father, we pray that you'll bless our coming together this morning. We ask, O God, that you'll aid us, help us in our worship. And Lord, we pray you'll come, be one of our number. And by thy Holy Spirit, Lord, take control of this service of worship. Take control of our hearts, we pray. And Lord, that this day thy name and thy name alone will be glorified and honored. In the Savior's name, we ask all of these things. Amen. We're going to sing together the words of what is probably the greatest Christmas carol ever written. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. We'll stand together as we sing this opening carol, please. Let's stand and sing. Let's unite our hearts together, please, in a word of prayer. Let's seek the Lord for his blessing and his presence with us today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence this morning. We come, O God, to ascribe to Thee, to give to Thee all the praise and worship that is due to Thy great name. O God, we come to One who is the Lord of all, the King of all, the One who is supreme and sovereign in all of His affairs. O God, we thank Thee today that we do not come to any mortal man. But O God, we thank Thee today that we come to the King of heaven, the God of this world. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that we can approach unto Thee. We praise Thee, Lord, today for the acceptance that we have before Thee. Lord, what a joy, yea, what a wonder it is that we, who were sinners by nature and sinners by practice, separated from God because of our sin, yet, O God, we can draw nigh to Thee. And Lord, as we do so, we are very conscious, Lord, our only means of acceptance before Thee is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, Lord, especially at this time of the year that we can remember. And Lord, we can celebrate His coming into this world. Lord, we thank Thee for the One who humbled Himself. We thank Thee, O God, for the One who left the splendors, the majesty, the praise of heaven, the adoration of all the angels, the One who came into a world of sin and sorrow and suffering, the One who was made flesh, the One who dwelt amongst us. O God, we thank Thee today that He walked upon this earth. We thank Thee, Lord, for His perfect life. O God, we thank Thee that He kept every precept of the law of God. We thank Thee, Lord, that in all things He pleased His Father. And O God, we thank Thee that there on that cross, that middle cross at Calvary, He gave His life. We thank Thee, Lord, that He shed His precious blood. Lord, those little hands, Lord, in a manger, Lord, then were hands that were nailed to a cross. That little face in a manger was that face that was marred more than that of any man, with the cruel crown of thorns placed upon His lovely brow. And, O God, we thank Thee that He came into this world to live for us. We thank Thee, Lord, that He came into this world to die for us. But, O God, we thank Thee that today He lives again for us. But we praise Thee, Lord, that He rose triumphant over sin, death, and hell. And, Lord, that today He is alive and alive forevermore. He lives in that power of an endless life. And we thank Thee, Lord, today that we can say, because He lives, we shall live also. O Lord, what a joy is ours today for each one who know and love the Savior. What a joy is ours to be counted amongst the redeemed of God. O Heavenly Father, there's so much in this old world to cast us down, Lord, to bring our spirits low. But, O God, we thank Thee today that we can lift our hearts and our eyes to Thee and realize, O God, and rejoice in the God of our salvation. Bless us, we pray today. Come, O God, we pray, thrill our hearts, encourage us. Even, Lord, as we would sing Thy praise, as we would read the Word of God, Lord, as we would come around the Scriptures of truth, do our hearts good. Lord, may this be a blessed time. Lord, You know the state of every heart before Thee. Lord, You know how all gathered before Thee, Lord. There is a multitude of needs gathered here. But, O God, we thank Thee today that every need is met in Christ. And so, Lord, come and meet with us. Come and speak with us. O God, we pray. Lord, may this time truly be a time of blessing, we pray. Lord, make this house a house of God. Make it a Bethel to our souls. Come, Lord, we pray. Remove every distracting thought. And, Lord, for this time, may we be shut in with God. Bless all who have gathered in the house of God this morning. Remember, Lord, those, Lord, who are watching online. Remember those who are unwell at this time. Touch them in their bodies, O God, we pray. Strengthen them. O God, we thank Thee that the One who has made the body is the One who is able to heal the body as well. And so, Lord, we pray for the touch of the Master's hand upon those who are unwell. Lord, we thank Thee for answers to prayer this week already. Lord, continue to be with those who need our prayers. Lord, we thank Thee for bringing Laura and Sammy out of hospital. But Lord, we pray that in their recovery, may they know much of the nearness of the Lord. Draw near to them and their families. And may they know God's grace and prove the sufficiency of God's grace at this time. Lord, we just cast ourselves upon Thee today. Come, O God, we ask. Lord, may this be a blessed time. May it be a hallowed time. Lord, remember those who are downcast in soul and spirit at this time. Draw alongside to them. O God, may they know what it is to encourage
themselves in the Lord. Bless the going forth of thy word already, Lord, that has taken place in this house. Lord, we pray for the little ones. We pray, Lord, for the children, the young people gathered already today. Lord, speak to their young hearts. Bring them to thyself, O God, we pray. And for those that are saved, help them to live for thee. Lord, in an evil and perverted world, Lord, protect our young people. Keep your hand upon them for good, and may they know the Lord's protection. So, Lord, we pray you'll bless the word as it goes forth, not only here, but across our land and across our nation. Lord, we pray for our brother Philip there in London today. Encourage him, bless him, we pray. Lord, we pray you'll add to the church there. We thank thee for him. And Lord, encourage him and Valentina and the children at this time. And Lord, give them many souls for their labor. Oh God, we pray there in Walthamstow. Lord, bless across our land, across our nation. And ye, Lord, every nation of the world, bless the missionaries today. Encourage them and be with them. And Lord, we pray that they might know, Lord, the blessing of God in their lives and in their ministries. So, Lord, we cast ourselves upon thee. Come, O God, we pray. Be one of our number today. And Lord, we pray that this day we'll have cause to rejoice in what the Lord is doing. So hear and answer prayer. Be with us now. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Can I ask you please to take a copy of the Word of God if you have one? And we're turning to the Gospel of Matthew this morning. Matthew's Gospel and the chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. We continue on with our series looking at help for hurting Christians this morning. And we're coming to this account, this incarnation account, one of those scripture readings that's often read at this time of the year. And we want to center our thoughts upon these verses this morning as we look a little later at the subject of unsettled by the unexpected. And as we journey through life, we can often come through times of unexpected news, not sure what's happening or why it's happening. Well, such is the account and what we will read this morning. And so we'll read from verse number 18, Matthew chapter 1, and the verse number 18. We'll read to the end of the chapter. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. Can I at this stage welcome you all along to our morning worship service? We're glad to see you all in the house of God, and in the Savior's great name we welcome you, and we pray the Lord will meet with us this morning as we meet in his house. As well, to those who are watching online, we welcome you as well this morning. Just some announcements I want to bring to your attention, please, at this stage. This is the second Lord's Day of the month. That being the case, this is Missionary Council retiring offering. So please remember that, the box there in the hall as you leave, and all the money that goes into that box will go to support the Missionary Council of our church. At 2:30, the Sunday school over in Hollywood this afternoon, and then back here in the church tonight, 6 p.m. for our season of prayer up in the first floor room. And then we have our second of our special Christmas services this evening at 6:30, our family and friends Christmas service tonight. Raymond, Mark Williamson will be here to play for us. We're looking forward to having them back with us. And our sister Judith Beattie will be here to sing. And then we're having a special testimony this evening from our brother, Mr. Stephen Walls. I don't want to go into Stephen's testimony. He will be able to tell it much better than I can tonight. But you will be blessed and no doubt stirred as well by what you hear this evening through our brother Stephen. And sadly, in an age when the life in the womb is not regarded or respected in the way it should be, we are thankful for how the Lord spoke to Stephen and his wife Claire and brought them through a very difficult time. Their little child, little boy Reuben, who's now 78, I think he is, in his mother's womb, they were told that he really didn't have much chance, and his life, in their words, in the words of the doctors, was unviable, and that they should consider an abortion. But they knew they couldn't do that, and the Lord gave grace, and we're thankful for how the Lord brought them through. So we're looking forward to having Stephen with us this evening to relate to us his testimony. Now, we want you to be busy this afternoon. We want you to invite someone along. See if you can get someone along to the special meeting tonight and encourage them to come to God's house. Then on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., that will be the final Explorers Club for this year. Tuesday at 7 for the final Explorers meeting here in the church. Then on Thursday night, 8 o'clock, our Bible study and prayer meeting. And one of our elders, our brother Ian McVeigh, will be speaking at the prayer meeting this Thursday evening at 8 o'clock. We'll also have the Lord's table afterwards, so please do remember that, please, and pray that the Lord will bless us as we meet around His Word and then around the table of the Lord this Thursday evening. Next Sunday, Sunday School Bible class at 10:15. We have our season of prayer at 11 a.m. And then we have the first of our carol services next Sunday morning at 11:30. And the children of our Sunday school will be taking part. They've been practicing the past number of weeks, so we want you to come and to enjoy them and to be a part of that carol service next Sunday morning at 11:30. And then at 2:30 over in Hollywood in the Redburn Community Centre, they'll have a carol service over there as well for the Sunday school there. And I know you'd be welcome to join the boys and girls and the teachers over there in Redburn as well at 2:30 if you can. Then we have our season of prayer, 6 o'clock next Sunday evening, and then our final carol service at 6:30 next Sunday night here in the church. Some of our own members will be taking part by way of testimony, and also our brother Peter Mander will be here to sing. And there will be supper afterwards as well next Sunday evening for all those who wish to stay. So there's a busy few days and weeks ahead of us, so we want you to be here. Come tonight. Do not miss the evening meeting, the gospel meeting. So important. Come tonight and come through the rest of the meetings as well through the week, and do remember those meetings next Lord's Day as well. And again, seek to get someone in, invite someone along to these special meetings. Some other announcements just to bring before you. Our free will offering envelopes for next year are available today. If you haven't already got yours, if you haven't seen Kyle, then please do so, and he'll be able to give you a set of envelopes or as many envelopes as you need. And they'll be available to use from the start of the new year. I want to thank the Sunday school teachers for all their help yesterday in the organizing of the party for the boys and girls. We had a good time. And want to thank the Sunday school teachers, Richard and John, for all their help in planning for the Sunday school party yesterday. And it was great that even Santa was able to make an appearance yesterday in his busy schedule that he's on at this time. He was able to come to see the boys and girls. He had a bit of a hoarse throat, but we hope that he gets better very soon. Some other announcements for the end of the month. We have our prayer meeting as normal. Sometimes we move the prayer meeting the week coming up to Christmas, but we have the prayer meeting as normal on Thursday the 23rd of December. That's Thursday the 23rd of December, the normal night at 8 o'clock for our prayer meeting. That will be by way of a deputation meeting for the Emmanuel Christian School in Uganda. Now, I'll be taking that meeting myself on behalf of the Mission Board, and there'll be an opportunity for you to help by way of a practical gift in the offering. So please remember that. That's Thursday the 23rd for the Emmanuel School Deputation. Then we're having our Christmas morning service here in church again this year on Christmas morning at 10:15 through to 11 a.m. And if you can come join with us for that special Christmas morning service, you would be very welcome. We're glad to have you. And we're going to have an offering that day as well and combine it with the Thursday night offering. And all the money that goes, that is lifted either on Christmas morning and also on Thursday night, will go to support the children in the Emmanuel Christian School in Uganda. Then we have our Boxing Day services as normal, 11:30 and 6:30. 11:30, our brother Adam will be speaking, and 6:30, the Reverend David Crane will be along to testify of God's grace in his life. So remember that. And then remember, between Christmas and New Year, there'll only be one service on, and that will be the end of year service. And that will be on Friday, the 31st of December. There'll be no other meetings on during the week, so we're combining the Thursday night and the end of year service together in the one service on Friday, the 31st of December. Now, last year, you may remember that we had to bring our watch night service forward substantially to 6:30 because we had to be home by 8 o'clock because of the curfew we were under. We're not under that this year yet, and hopefully we won't be, but we're going to keep the service at the same time because it was very well attended. We understand that a lot of people can't make it out for the watch night service, the late hour, and children especially, we understand that. And so to facilitate as many as possible, we are going to have that end of year service on Friday the 31st of December at 6:30. And so that will give you time to get back home again and to enjoy whatever other festivities you may have planned for the old year's night. So that's Friday the 31st of December at 6:30 for that special end of year service. Do continue to remember those who are unwell in the congregation, and pray that the Lord's touch will be upon them. We're glad that Laura is back home out of hospital. Do continue to remember our sister Laura very much in your prayers. I know she appreciates the prayers of God's people, and do continue to pray for her that the Lord's grace and strength will be known in the days ahead. And also our brother Sammy Lewis is home from hospital, and do remember Sammy. The Lord will keep his hand upon him. Also would ask you to remember our sister Rosaline Graham. Rosaline fell during the week and broke her wrist. And do remember, Rosaline, please, in your prayers, that as she recovers, the Lord will help her. There are no offerings, as you know, at this time, but you can put all your offerings and your tithes in the boxes as you leave. Just before we sing another carol, I want to read a letter that I've received from Ronnie and Pat McCracken. And they write to say, "Dear Garth, please pass on our very sincere thanks to all at the church who kindly filled shoeboxes for the gypsies and needy poor in Portugal. We were touched by their great generosity. The response to the appeal for the shoeboxes was so good that we had to hire another van. So Tim Johnson joined Ronnie and they arrived in Portugal about 5 a.m. on Friday morning. Two men from England joined them on Saturday, so they have plenty of material to give out today. They were buying lots of groceries to put into bags and to give out with the shoeboxes. Distribution will start this week. We know that, once again, they will all be excited to get this help. It really makes Christmas for them. The Salvation Army Captain, Felipe, who recently arrived in the area, will be helping. This will be a new experience for him. Please pray that they'll be able to make contact with as many as possible at this time. Thank you again for your kindness and concern, and please pray for the spiritual needs of these people. May you have a blessed and wonderful Christmas as we remember the coming of the Lord, God's great gift given to bring us salvation. Yours gratefully, Ronnie and Pat McCracken." And do continue to remember Ronnie and those who are with him at this time. The Lord will bless them and be with them as they distribute those shoeboxes. We're going to sing another carol just before we come to the Word of God this morning. This is a new one, perhaps. It probably is a new one to many, but maybe some will know it. "Sing We a Song of Emmanuel, This the Christ Who Was Long Foretold." We'll keep our seats, and maybe Gillian, you play through the tune for us, please, and then we'll give it a go. Thank you.
Gillian, who knows that tune? Who has heard that before? Kyle and Anna, come on ahead on up. Okay, it's a lovely tune, good, bright tune, brisk tune, so let's see how we get on with it. Sing we the song of Emmanuel, this the Christ who was long foretold, lo, in the shadows of Bethlehem, promise of dawn, now our eyes behold. We'll stand together as we get this, and hopefully we'll get onto it before we get to the end. Thank you, Gillian. We'll stand to sing. Thank you. We're going to try that again tonight. And so you get onto YouTube this afternoon and you get practicing for tonight. But that was good. Thank you. And thank you, Gillian, for keeping us right as always. We're turning to Matthew's Gospel again, chapter 1, please. Matthew chapter 1. And as we said, we want to continue. We will probably take a break from this series for a little time, certainly over the next number of weeks, but we want to continue with the series of Help for the Hurting. We want to look this morning at the subject of unsettled by the unexpected. We read at the very end of verse 18, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. She was found with child. Speaking, of course, of Mary, of the Holy Ghost. Can we just still our hearts, please, in a word of prayer? And let's pray the Lord would speak to our hearts through His word today, that we'll all hear God's voice. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee today, come around the scriptures of truth, and we ask for Thy help. Lord, we need Thee. Lord, we pray that this will be, Lord, truly the Word of God to our souls, a word in season to all of us. And Lord, we pray that today You'll be pleased by the Holy Spirit to take Thy Word and apply it to all of our hearts by the Spirit of the living God. Give us help to preach, Lord. This preacher needs Thee today. O God, I need Thee, Lord, more than ever before. Come, O God. Lord, we all need the help of the Spirit to hear and to take in what God would have to say to us. So, Lord, come, be one of our number.
speak to us. And Lord, may we be very conscious that God, truly Emmanuel, is with us today. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. If there is one thing in life that is certain, it is the uncertainty of life. We all make our plans and our preparations, and no doubt you already have your plans and your preparations made for the week that lies before you. Places that you need to go to, things that you need to get done, people that you need to see. And while we make all these plans, and we know in the back of our minds that there may be a possibility that those plans can change, yet while we know that life is uncertain and life is unpredictable, yet we never really think that the unexpected would ever happen to us. Joseph and Mary were a young couple, a godly young couple, who were engaged to be married. They had their plans made for marriage and no doubt for the rest of their lives. Yet, the unexpected happened. And suddenly their dreams become a nightmare. And suddenly their lives are turned upside down, and suddenly all their plans shatter down before them, and Joseph especially is unsettled by the unexpected. Neither he nor Mary ever imagined that they would have to face the situation that they faced. Never did they think they would be in such a seemingly dark place as they found themselves in. Never did they imagine any of this. Yet for them, the unexpected happened. And their lives are in absolute turmoil because of this unexpected news, because as we read in verse 18, she is found to be with child. Life at times can take an unexpected and unplanned twist. One phone call. One visit to the doctor, one knock at the door can bring the unexpected and unwelcome news. And as a result, we can become unsettled. You think of Elijah. Never expected to find himself in such a dark place of depression after such a great time of blessing. Jonah never expected to be thrown to what he thought was his watery grave. Job never expected that he would lose everything in the space of 24 hours, yet the unexpected happened. And the bright sunshine of blessing gave way to the dark clouds of despair. Many in this congregation know exactly what it is to have the unexpected happen to you. The unwelcome knocking at your door. The unwelcome news concerning your job or your family. The unwelcome news concerning your health, your future. And as a result, you become very unsettled. And it throws your entire plans and life into a confusion. And it causes you, because of the unexpected, to wonder, to think, how am I going to get through this? How are things going to work out? And this unexpected news can often cause us great pain and great hurt. It can bring great heartache and sorrow into our lives, just as it did for Joseph. Joseph, who is one of the main characters in the account of the incarnation of Christ, had his life's plans turned upside down by this unexpected news. And as we consider the subject before us this morning, unsettled by the unexpected, I want you to notice, first of all, with me here, there is the concerning situation. The concerning situation. Joseph and Mary find themselves in a very uncomfortable and awkward situation because Mary is expecting a child, and yet as at this stage, they are not married. They are betrothed to each other, yes, which is a very strong and binding agreement in Jewish tradition, almost as strong as the marriage bond. But for Mary to be found pregnant outside of marriage was not something they asked for, or not something they expected. As we think of this concerning situation, I want you to see here the discovery of it. Come to verse 18. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. As I've said, Mary and Joseph were looking forward to being married, looking forward to their time together as husband and wife. It was a time, no doubt, of great excitement, but this discovery now was concerning. You see, Mary could not hide this news. We do not know for how long she knew this until we read in verse 18 that she was found with child. But she could no longer hide it. This discovery could not be withheld. It was found that she was expecting. And of course, remember that this discovery was not a discovery of sin. Mary, as you will well know, committed no sin, because that child that was within her was born of supernatural birth, of supernatural conception. But no doubt, this was a concerning discovery. But you know, as I thought of that, of those words, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost, in that she couldn't hide it anymore. Do you know, there's a wonderful lesson there, I believe, for us. And I don't think this is spiritualizing the truth too much. You see, Mary had Christ within her. And when a person has Christ within us, it will show. People will see it. People will notice it. In a very physical way, yes, it was there for all to see. The evidence, it could not go unnoticed. But in a spiritual sense, we who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, who claim to be the Lord, we have Christ within us, as Paul tells us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well then, if Christ is in us, it will be noticed. People will see it. We cannot hide it. You see, when Christ comes into our hearts in salvation, as that new life grows and increases, others will see it. It will be found, it will be discovered that Christ is within us. As we think of our lives today, in that spiritual sense, do others see Christ within us? Are there the signs, the evident tokens that Christ is in us? Just as it was with Mary. There was the discovery of this concerning situation. But I want you to see as well, there was the distress of it. Verse 18, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. When Joseph discovered that Mary was expecting, this brought great distress. And all his hopes seemed to fall apart before him. All his plans and his aspirations all came crashing down. He loved Mary. He longed to be married to Mary. But for this time, there was distress because he thought he had lost the one that he had loved. He thought that Mary had been unfaithful to him. You read there in verse 19 that Joseph was a just man. He was a pure man. You see, as far as his relationship with Mary was concerned, he was pure. He was not some sort of loose living man. He was not in and out of relationships. He was not prepared to compromise his purity until that time that he and Mary would be married. Yet this news comes as a great distress to him. He knew that this child was not his. He had conducted his relationship with Mary in a proper, moral, upright way. As far as Joseph was concerned, he had done everything proper and right.
And now this. Oh, what a disappointment. How could the one that he loved so much do such a thing? He believed he was betrayed, he was hurting, he was unsettled by this unexpected discovery. But not only is there the discovery and distress of this situation, I want us to come further and see there is the darkness of it. The darkness. You read in verse 19 and into verse 20 that he was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, you see, there was a period of time between the discovery of Mary being expecting and the angel of the Lord speaking to reveal exactly what had happened. There was a time of darkness when Joseph didn't know what was happening. God kept Joseph in the dark as to the circumstances as to how Mary was expecting. And for a time there was no explanation. And for a time there was no revelation of what had happened. But during this time of darkness, the Lord was giving Joseph the opportunity for his faith to shine through. Joseph, yes, was in the dark. From a human point of view, his mind was in turmoil. He didn't know what was going on. And you know, folks, isn't that often where we find ourselves? The dark providence of God. We want to know the ins and the outs. We want to know the details. We want to know the background. We say, but we live by faith. But sometimes it's not until we have all the facts that we can really, truly live by faith. We won't trust God until we know all the details. There are times God keeps us in the dark as concerning his dark providences. During this time of darkness, when Joseph didn't know the whole situation and the whole story and the whole background, the real character of this man really became evident. You see, sadly, sometimes in the darkness of our trials, when the unexpected news comes, people can lose their faith. People can wander from their faith. But you see, in this time of darkness, Joseph's faith was strengthened. He trusted God all the more. And as we'll see in a moment, he cast his all upon the Lord all the more. Dear Christian, today, can I say to you that you may be in the darkness of what to you seems like a nightmare. You don't understand. You can't work out. What is the Lord doing? Why has he allowed this thing to happen? And you're in the darkness concerning the providences of God. Remember, the Lord makes no mistakes. His ways are not our ways. His ways are past finding out. But in the darkness, just as much as the sunshine, we must trust the Lord. The hymn writer said, if all were easy, and if all were bright, oh, where would the cross be? Where would the fight? But in the darkness, God gives to you chances of proving that you are true. And he was giving an opportunity to Joseph for his faith to shine through. Joseph didn't know what was going on. He was in the dark. He was going to trust God, even though he didn't know what God was doing. And so there is the concerning situation. But I want you to see, secondly, there is the considered deliberation. The considered deliberation. Come into verse 20. While he thought on these things. While he thought on the news that has just come into his life. While he thought on the things that has caused him so much hurt. The unexpected news that Mary has found of child. You know, I think the response of Joseph here in verse 20 is most instructive. As we deal with the unexpected in our lives, that things that come our way, not because of anything we have done or not because of anything that's out of place, but rather things that have happened to us in the divine providence of God. I think what Joseph does here is most challenging and something that we as the people of God should do as to how we deal with the unexpected. As we think of this considered deliberation, I want you to see there's a choice. Joseph, you see, had a choice. He had a decision as to how he would handle, how he would deal with this situation. Under Jewish law, he could make a show of Mary, call for her to be stoned because of her perceived immorality. He could divorce her and just walk away, or he could marry her and raise the child as his own. He had a choice. And whenever we face the unexpected, we have a decision to make. We have a choice as to how we deal with the situation. And often the state of our character before God will determine the choices that we make. Remember the testimony of Joseph in verse 19. He was a just man, not willing to make her a public example. He was a godly man. And that godliness was now going to shine through in the choice that he made. Because not only is there the choice in this deliberation, but there's also the compassion. Joseph had every right to make a show of Mary. In order to preserve his own testimony and his own character, to ensure that his purity was intact, to ensure that everybody knew that he wasn't at fault here, that his integrity wasn't brought into question, Joseph could really have gone to town on Mary, so to speak, but he dealt with her in compassion. Look at verse 19. He didn't want to make her a public example. He was minded to put her away privily, quietly. He was going to deal with her in mercy. Remember again that as far as Joseph was concerned, at this stage, Mary had failed. He didn't know about the supernatural birth of the Holy Spirit. It had never happened before. Never happened since either. As far as he was concerned, Mary was a disappointment. Mary was in the wrong. Yet he was still going to deal in compassion with Mary. He was still going to deal in mercy. Well, that doesn't mean that he was going to overlook her supposed sin, although there was no sin. He didn't know that. Isn't it true today, sadly, in the Church of Jesus Christ, when a Christian fails, there's no dealing with it privately or secretly? We like to talk about it. Did you hear? Did you hear? And sadly, that Christian becomes the topic of discussion and gossip. Joseph showed Christian love and compassion to someone that he thought had hurt him deeply and disappointed him. You know what a lesson there is for us all today. How at times we can be disappointed by the actions of others. How at times we can be hurt by what people say or what people think. Joseph thought that Mary had turned her back on him, turned away from him. And yet the reality is all this time, Mary was also bearing this burden. And Joseph knew nothing about it. Joseph didn't know what Mary was going through. Joseph hadn't walked in Mary's shoes, and so he acted very wisely. He acted with measure. He acted with mercy. I believe Mary was struggling with this whole matter just as much as Joseph. Rather than being harsh and forsaking her, Joseph was tender, caring, and merciful towards her. Dear Christian today, realize that those that we think may have wronged us, turned their back on us, disappointed us, they could be fighting a battle we know nothing about. They could be facing a struggle in their lives that we know nothing about. therefore we should deal in compassion and mercy. We see the choice, the compassion in this deliberation, but we see as well the contemplation. In verse 20, he thought on these things. He didn't rush to judgment. Rather, he took time to think, to ponder, to contemplate. And I think whenever we look at the words in verse 20, particularly the words at the very start of verse 20, we see just how dark and how difficult this whole situation was for Joseph. He didn't know what was happening. He didn't know where to turn. He was just turning this all over in his mind again and again and again. He thought on these things. He didn't know where to turn, but he did turn to the Lord. He heeded the instruction of Psalm 27, verse 14, where we're told to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. How quick it is to rush into judgment. How quick it is to make those decisions that are wrong in the heat of the moment. Yes, Joseph could have had every right to make a judgment and to rush into judgment and make the wrong decisions. But he thought. He thought. You see, Joseph needed the Lord to show him the way. He needed the Lord to show him, how am I going to deal with this situation? And dear believer, when the unexpected happens, the best thing we can do is to turn to the Lord, lean upon the Lord, rest upon the Lord. Don't turn from the Lord. Let Him guide you. Let Him show you the way. Matthew Henry, the great commentator speaking on this verse, said that those who have direction from God must think upon these things themselves. It is the thoughtful, not the unthinking, that God will guide. And you know, no doubt, as you read those words in verse 20, he thought on those things. Can you think of all that was going through the mind of Joseph? Troubled things. And yet Joseph, like the psalmist, could say, in the multitude of my thoughts that is within me, thy comforts delight my soul. And how often we have a multitude of thoughts when we face the unexpected. But it is the comfort of God Almighty, the Word of God, that brings great comfort to our souls. That brings us then, finally, to see the comforting explanation. We've considered the concerning situation, the considered deliberation, now the comforting explanation. You see, as Joseph thought on these things, the Lord started to reveal himself and explain the situation. The angel of the Lord, the ancient of heaven, came and spoke to God's servant. Verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, what Joseph needed more than anything else was to hear from God. Dear believer, whatever you're going through this morning, whatever you go through in the course of your life, what you need to hear more than anything else is a word from God. And as Joseph turned to the Lord turned to him. As we think of this explanation, notice the contents of it. The angel reveals to Mary the whole situation now. Mary did not conceive this child by natural means, but rather by supernatural. The Holy Spirit, no other man was involved. Mary had not betrayed Joseph. Mary's character was still intact. Verse 23, we read, behold, a virgin shall be with child. You
You see, this was vitally, vitally important. The virgin birth of Christ was vitally important to Joseph's understanding of this whole situation. Joseph was trying to reason the natural with the supernatural. We do our best to make our plans and get all things lined up, but then something happens and we see our hopes all dashed and our dreams coming crashing down before us. We think in these things that it breaks our hearts because we do not counter in and factor in the supernatural. We can be blind to the fact that God is working behind the scenes. It was God who shattered Joseph's dreams, not Mary. And this was no accident. This was all in the great plan and purpose of God. And I know, folks, when the unexpected happens, whatever it might be, it's hard for us to understand. But when the unexpected comes into our lives, God's still working. How different things would have been for Joseph if he had reacted as others might have reacted and started accusing Mary, throwing insults, and making her a public example just to ensure that he was made look good. He would have had to eat an awful lot of humble pie if that was the case. Mary did no wrong. And Joseph acted in a very wise, considered, and godly manner. And he didn't have to eat his words. He realized now God's working here in a way I didn't know, or in a way I couldn't understand. And as a result of this explanation, the angel says to Joseph, "Fear not. Fear not." Fear not, Joseph, because I've got this situation under control. Fear not, Joseph, because I've got you in my control. Fear not, Joseph, this may be unexpected to you, but it's not unexpected to me. Because, folks, remember that when the unexpected happens, and it will, God knew every detail about it before we were ever born. Or before it ever happened. The contents of this explanation come into verse 21. We see the centrality of this explanation. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. You see, central to this whole account, central to this whole matter, was the plan of redemption. Thou shalt save his people from their sins. Redemption, salvation was the overriding, the overarching purpose in all of this. And it was this message, this central theme that brought peace to Joseph's troubled life. It was the name of Jesus. That lovely, precious name that brought peace to a troubled soul. In our society today, we have many troubled lives, many broken homes, many hearts that are devastated because of the unexpected, because of the unplanned for, yet in the brokenness and in the pain in our lives and in our land, thank God the message of redemption, the message of the Redeemer brings hope. Christ still mends the broken in heart. Christ is still the answer to every need. This was the central message in this whole story. Christ and his plan of redemption. Dear believer, today there'll be nothing that will charm your heart and encourage your heart more in the midst of your darkness, in the midst of your despair,
in that lovely name of Christ, knowing that he came into this world to save you and me from my sins. The great plan of redemption, the overarching theme of all of Scripture. It brought peace to the despair that Joseph was in. That's why at this time of the year we must not look past Christ. We must not overlook Christ. In all that's going on, we must still bring that message of hope. Hope still today has a name. His name is Christ. And finally, there is the compliance as a result of this explanation. Verse 24, Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. He complied. He obeyed. He took God at his word. He could do nothing else. The hymn writer says, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. We don't understand the unexpected, but we're not called to understand it. The Lord calls us to trust Him, to turn to Him. Oh, fear not the unexpected, because He's planned it that way. And just as He did for Joseph and Mary, He will work all things out according to His plan and to His purpose. Because He makes everything beautiful in His own time. Unsettled by the unexpected. You may find yourself in a concerning situation this morning. You may find yourself in a situation you never thought you would ever be in, or ever want to be in, or never desire to be in. In the midst of that situation, think on these things. Get your mind on the Word of God. Get into the Word of God and allow the Lord to speak to you through His Word. And as you hear from God, then just trust Him and follow Him and do His bidding. Trust today that as the Lord perhaps brings things into our lives that we never plan or desire, may it cause us, like Joseph, to run to trust in Him all the more, knowing that He has a better plan and a greater plan than we could ever have. The Lord makes no mistakes. Everything's in His control, even when it seems our lives have flung out of control by the unexpected news. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy word today. We ask, O God, You be pleased to speak on and bring comfort to troubled hearts, even as You did for Joseph. O God, we thank Thee today that that name of Jesus is that soothing balm in the midst of all the pain and all the heartache. May that name be sweet to us today. And Lord, today for those who still do not know Thee as Savior, we ask, O God, that You'll reveal Thyself to them. And may they turn to Thee even today in salvation. May they realize, O God, that Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save them, to redeem them from their sin. O Lord, bless Thy word to our hearts. Be with us, comfort us, encourage us. Through the Word of God, in the Savior's name we ask. Amen.